Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Come on, clap those hands and give Jesus glory. In the house of the Lord. The two hands are lifted. Idawasio. Me. Dawasio. And me. Come on, raise your hands, sing for the Lord. Me Dawasio. Me. Oh, me dawasi. Oh, me. Na mi free ma kuma. Ah, mi shenye wa ya. Yamye sese. Lift your hands and say, Unsa, Unsa, Nunyuma, Ohide, Asasa, Utimi Dawasio. When I was in Nada, that a blue wedding here, and so on my chair wouldn't you want him for fraud? I have come here to honor you just as your people are here to honor you, to give you the absolute glory, worship, and praise. You are worthy of all the glory, the praise. Living at one one of Bojo. One joy, okay, Jim, okay, Jamo. One joy. Thank you for your faithfulness, even for your faithfulness to the cross. We are grateful. We give you thanks because you have begun a good work, and surely also you will accomplish. I ask for your hand of blessing and favor in the precious name of Christ Jesus, my Lord. Rebuke every satanic order. Grant your people grace and favor as never before in Jesus' name. I thank you that you are at work. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Clap your hands unto God. Give him glory in the house of God. This is Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM, Obatampa 92.5 FM, Buem 88.7 FM. We're live also on Amansan Television and Facebook, YouTube, podcast, Telegram. Good morning to all our friends from around the world. I want to bring greetings to this August house in the precious name of Jesus. We salute God and thank God for your life. And we want to let you know that this is Alabaster International Ministry, Isaac and Comfort, Amponsa Memorial Temple, Tesano, in the city of Accra. This is the W3 service. W3 means Word, Worship, and Wonders. My name is Kofi Odro. I'm going to be with you from now until we bring this particular one to a close. John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John, the 12th chapter. The 20th and 21st verses, the Bible said, take heed. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, sir, we want to see Jesus. Having read you that, let me go read arguably the most relevant verse of scripture in this particular end time. Luke chapter 21, verses 34 through to 36. Luke the 21st chapter, the 35th and 36th verses, the Bible said, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the curse of this life. And so that they come upon you unawares, the Bible said, for as a snare, it will come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Just for the sake of understanding this morning, allow me to read this one in our language. Look at St. Peter, do you know back home? Hallelujah. May I ask you to take your seats in heavenly places? Let me welcome all our friends. That was a very powerful praise and worship. I give God the glory. Hallelujah. Forgive my voice this morning. We've been working around with our crusades, and by the grace of God, I'll catch up. Now, I salute God for the lives of everybody, including the people who have joined us for the very first time. And also, you can clap your hands for them. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And also to let you know that our warmest greetings goes to you. All the people who have joined us watching on television, online, and listening by way of radio, we salute God for all of you. Now, there is a new world order. I have themed this morning's service, a new world order. There is a new world order that is coming. As a matter of fact, the new world order is already in session. And I would love everybody to follow me rapidly this morning in your attention. In Revelation chapter 13, verse number 1, the Bible talks about a beast that will emerge from the sea. The Bible said in Revelation, the 13th chapter, the first verse, Revelation chapter 13, I would love you to follow me as I read through possibly to the 8th verse. John said, I stood upon the sea and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns. And upon his horns were 10 crowns, and upon his heads was the name of blasphemy. In the second verse, the Bible said clearly, focus please, let us, well, it's a very serious morning. And the beast which I saw had the likeness of a leopard. His feet was the feet of a bear. His mouth was the mouth of a lion. And the dragon, he just introduced something suddenly. He is talking about the beast. Suddenly he talks about the dragon. The dragon powered the beast, or gave power and strength to the beast. And the Bible said he gave power, 3 things, power, his seat, and his great authority. And so in the 3rd verse, the Bible is saying, and I saw one of the heads of the beast wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wanted after the beast. The scripture said in the 4th verse, and they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, and they worshipped the beast. In other words, there was a dichotomous worship. The beast and the dragon. And the Bible said, you know, saying, who is like unto the beast, who is able to make war with him? In other words, the beast is going to also derive and display its power through battle or warfare upon the earth. And the fifth verse, the Bible said categorically in the fifth verse of the scripture, and there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, not the plural nature, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. In the sixth verse, the Bible went further and said, and he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme the name of the Lord, the tabernacle of God, which is the church, and them that dwell in heaven, which is the cloud of witnesses, in the book of Hebrews chapter number 12 and verse number 1. In other words, this beast is going to make a blasphemy. It's all right, we can move on. You know, go back to the book of Revelation. And so he is going to blaspheme the name of God, then blaspheme the tabernacle, which is the church, the body of Christ, and then blaspheme them that dwell in heaven, the cloud of witnesses. In the seventh verse, the scripture said, it was also given unto him to make war with the saints. There is a war with you. And tokwe koso, can see the invisible war. But maybe I'll use the opportunity to draw a diagram to you in the pictographic epiphany of the word of the Lord. And so maybe you can be able to understand. The Bible said that this beast will make war against the saints. And the scripture said, and overcome them. And the Bible said, and power was given him over all the kindreds and tongues and nations, in the 8th verse, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship the beast. Whose name was not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundations of the world. Let me add verse 9. In the 9th verse of Revelation chapter number 13, the Bible said, if any man have an ear, let him hear. If any man has an ear, when we say a new world order, in other words, there is an old world order. The old world order is what God instituted in the book of Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse number 16. It's an old world order. It is a system of God. It is a theophanic structure. The Bible said, go and stand in the ways and see and ask. The old paths. He is talking about the old world order. The old paths where the good way is, and walk therein, and you will find rest for your souls. And you said, we will not walk in it. That world order was what Moses was talking to the nation of Israel about. He said, choose you this day, whom you know, choose you know this day. He said, I have set good and evil before you. I think it's Deuteronomy chapter number 11, verse number 26. Let me read that to you. Deuteronomy, the 11th chapter, the 26th verse. And even Deuteronomy chapter, you know, the Bible said, behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. And it goes further. A blessing if you obey the commandments. What is the commandments? That is the order of God. That is the structure of God. If you obey the commandments of your God, which I command you to say. In the 28th verse, the scripture said, and a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord. Ghana, you better hear this. You feel that reciting God bless our homeland, Ghana, and then make our nation great and strong will bless you. It's a lie. It's a lie. You are feeling that having some recitation, I promise on my honor to be faithful for any cousin, that will bring a blessing. That is also a lie. It's a lie. So help me, God. Which God are you talking about? I want to know the God Ghana professes. If this If you are talking about the God of the Bible, the God of the Hebrews, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, any of our supreme help, Ghana, from Jubilee House to Mikuromungwe, Tianebome, one form of supreme. That God has a structure. That God is not lackadaisical and laid back. That God is not, you know, mediocre and anything goes. That God is a God of order and a God of principle. That God cannot break his own word. He is a God of his own word. That God is a God who respects his law. Oh, you can clap your hands. I want to now, put the scripture back. Let me finish in that place, in the book of Deuteronomy. He said, a test if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside of the way which I command you to stay, and to go after other gods which you have not known, or which you do not know, which you have not known. Hallelujah. So he's trying to talk about another. As a matter of fact, I can even go further and read Deuteronomy chapter number 6 and verse number 4. He said to the nation of Israel, behold, the Lord is number one. He can't be number two. In the fifth verse, he said, then, you know, thou shalt love the Lord with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And he said, and these words which Kofi Odro is screaming this morning will be on your heart. And then he goes there and said, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto your children, and thou shalt talk about it when thou sit in your house and walk in the way, and when you go to sleep and when you wake up. This word will be, you know, a form of instruction. This is why God said, I know Abraham, that he will instruct his house after me. God knew that Abraham knew his structure and his order. God knew that. I sit down carefully and I look at the nations of the world, including Ghana, and I'm here, you know, looking at everything that is going on. I see Matthew chapter 24 and verse number 33 in picture. The Bible said, you know, and when you see all these things by the door, when you see all these things happening around the world, know that the things that the Bible is talking about, which I am reiterating this morning, is by the door. It's just by the door. It's by the door. When coronavirus hit, lockdowns around the world, when I saw presidents of nations shiver and shook in the face of helplessness and hopelessness, when I saw our scientists were frail and meek in their predisposition, as if there was no help. Everybody was shaking like headless chicken in the fear of death. Where was your signs? Where was your signs? Where was your signs? Your signs were missing. I saw Dr. Fauci speak on CNN, and some of the questions he said, I don't have answers to this. The host said, but you have been a virologist in all your working life. She said, yes, but we have not seen this kind before. I said, this is just a minute, a microcosm, a miniscule of what is coming. Kitwe Yimpo, you have no idea. Any babos, what you have any idea, you will have no clue. When I saw the Italian president or prime minister cried in the faces of dead bodies, then I realized that a human being is very limited. We are limited. We are very limited. And so, when I see everything that is going on, I see a new world order coming through seven dimensions. The first dimension is what I call military might. And I will show you pictures very, very quickly, as I don't have too much time. You know, very, very quickly. You know, military might. The world is going to boast of their military power. They are going to sit and talk about their military facade. They will boast of, you know, we have 60 million. We have 10 billion. We have this billion. We have this arsenal. We are going to do this, this and that. We have ballistic weapons. We have nuclear weapons. We can do this. And God, God is going to form the new world order. It will start with military might. And when I was studying, I came about, the world has already started boasting of the world's 30 most powerful armies. And I checked the list, and there was no African nation in it. People are building weapons. We are here doing MPP, MDC. Military arsenal. I mean, this was some. Or maybe to Jesus is here. The things that they are boasting of, do you have it? They will boast, we have artillery. They will boast of artillery. They will even boast of chemical weapons that will come in the form of a letter, an envelope. You receive the envelope, and the entire 100 kilometers away from the people who are within that range or scope or parameter of that small envelope will die. They will vanish like vapor. The next thing after the military might is going to be economic quest. The world is going to, you know, now it's all about statistics. It's an order that is coming into the world. Since January, I have heard, you know, economic restructuring. It's all about statistics. In our struggling, I'm telling you, we are struggling. And in our struggling, it's all about figures. If I compare our figures to their figures, you hear me? What we say? I catch you. And then, after economic, you know, quest, is going to come technological power. And here, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, now I have seen the world is developing a machine that if you have cancer, they put you in that machine for just 10 minutes and bring you out, and cancer will vanish. There are machines that are coming up that if a person is paralyzed, the world is developing a machine that the machine will pick you up and your paralysis will leave you. In other words, very soon, they will not need, I pray for you to receive healing. Very soon. Because technology is going to come to the point so much that going to the lab will be a thing of the past. It will be a thing of the past. Medicine is going to use technology. We are going to develop the next generation of airplanes, which is already in. Have you seen the new Airbus? You know, have you seen the latest Boeing? It's not a joke. There is an order that is forming as I speak to you right now. It's an order that is forming. Apart from technological power, I see what I call cultural discrepancies. There's a cultural discrepancies. Now the whole world is trying to be a community. Therefore, what defines human beings is going to be abolished. Let me say this to you. In the next 20 years, they said, you know, in 20 years, it will not be there. Most of the things that you call family, you know, ties and all that, there will be nothing like me. There will be nothing like that. It will be my wife and my children. That is what it will. Very soon, when there is a funeral, they will not even inform your family head. They will bury that person without. I'm very soon that there is a structure forming right now that, you know, when there is a when somebody is going to marry, they will not even come and tell father. They will just go to the registry and marry. And most of the marriages is not going to be man and woman. It's going to be man and man. It's even going to be man and animal. That's an order that is forming. apart from cultural discrepancies, is going to be moral decadence. As for that one, you know that is in place. The world will be ugly as this man standing on your screen. This is how the world will look like. And then we are going to see the giant nature of perversion. Perversion is going to happen. Oh my God. Perversion. I have told you that one day if you go to a church and you go to see, you know, people having live sex on the altar, don't be shocked. That is the order that is coming into the world. Bema we fu aboje, bema we fu aboje. We semen am yoba. We semen bema. And people marry. This is the perversion, sexual perversion that is going to happen. In my introduction, I bring to you, in all this, there is also going to be spiritual contamination. Illuminatis, the lodges, old fellows, Freemasons. There will be even new lodges that will emerge. Spiritual. I'm telling you. I'm not joking. Serious. I saw it will not be a thing that many people think about. There is an order structuring right now. The beast and the beast and the dragon are orchestrating this. The world is now getting ready for a single currency and a one community, and a global, they will call it, a global village. The whole world will shrink into a small village. That without your system, you cannot trade. I know that a lot of people are saying, well, we don't care about them, right, then we'll be gone. That is true. But part of that truth is also, you don't just go. Before the rapture takes place, Ephesians chapter 6 verse 20, Ephesians chapter 5 verse 26 will be in picture. Ephesians chapter 5 verse number 26, the Bible said that he might sanctify the church and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word in the 27th verse, that it might be, that he, Jesus, will present the church to himself a glorious one, not having spot nor wrinkle or any such thing, that the church, the body of Christ, will be holy without blemish. So you don't just get raptured. There is a structure that a person that have believed Christ as their Lord and personal Savior will have to go through. I want to ask you a question. Why is the church not talking about this? Why is the church? Why do we have shallow messages like you go to America? What is the big deal of traveling? If a person wants to travel, what is the big deal about it? You call that the breakthrough. You are very interesting. A person traveling is a breakthrough. What about the Buddhists and the Hindus and the atheists and all the crazy guys who have, traveled? Who gave them that access? Migration is a breakthrough. That's a very interesting scenario then. Migration is a breakthrough. Haven't you read Amos chapter 8 verse 11? The Bible said there will be a famine on the earth. It is not a famine of food and water. It is a famine of the hearing of the gospel of the word of God. The Bible said, listen to this, in verse 12, listen to it carefully. Verse number 12, he said, and they shall wander from sea to sea, from the north to the east, and they shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord and shall not find it. Go to verse number 13, and in that day, put this in GNT. Let's continue from there. In that day, the Bible said, healthy men and women will collapse from thirst. And in the 14th verse, a scripture was saying, interestingly, those who swear by idols of Samaria, who say by the God of Dan or by the God of Bathsheba, those people will fall and not rise again. So in other words, young men, go back to the previous verse in NLT, possibly in Amplify. In the 13th verse, the Bible made a strong submission. He said, beautiful and strong young men will grow faint. And when you go to verse number 12, the Bible said, they will travel. People will travel. travel, mass migration. People are going to travel. NIV something. They will wander. They will stagger from sea to sea. Sea to sea means from border to border. Border post to border post. They will be looking for visas in quest of the word of God, and they will not find it. The Bible said, but they will not find it. A day is coming that you will love somebody like Kofi Odro to preach this to you. You will not find it. You see, the farming is not the farming of the word of God. He said it's the farming of the hearing of the word of God. They are preaching, but A commercy, a comedy, a commercy, 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 a commercy This are some of the, you know, the structural, you know, turning of the new world order that is coming. And then lastly, humanitarian deficiencies. Wickedness will enter the world. Famines, devastations, earthquakes. We are going to see a famine. We are going to see death. We're going to see turmoil. It's Matthew chapter 24 and verse number 7. Yeah, there shall be famine and pestilences, and there shall also be earthquakes in various or diverse places. I'm telling you. And in all this, you are going to see wickedness purported. Look at the young police officer who died at Amasama when he was trying to chase a culprit. Somebody has not registered their vehicle, driving with unlicensed vehicle, and seeing a police dispatch rider following or trailing him, would rather knock the officer and push the officer's bike and him under a truck, and the truck runs over him. That is the kind of heart that is going to come in this generation. Serious! And as I am speaking to you, ladies and gentlemen, you know, when I saw the stories unfolding, may I use opportunity to commiserate with the family of the young lady who died in Kumasi. You know, I didn't know about, because we went to pray somewhere. When we came back, they were telling me the story. And when I heard the story, you know, I went to check how this whole thing unfolded. And it appeared on United Television. And I'm seeing this on TV, that a young man, when they started, she said, the police officer have killed somebody. I said, take the uniform out of the story. Take the uniform out of the story. Because that is the honor of the nation. Take the uniform out of the story. If you are not careful, you are going to, you know, stereotype all police people. Yeah, because there are some very fine officers sitting here right now, who serve their nation with dignity and salutation. So tell me that a man who is married, still going after a side girl, and the side girl possibly says, I can't do this anymore. Then I now understand why the officers in Ghana are not given sidearms, pistols. Because every police officer I see in Amsterdam, every police officer I saw in London, and every police officer had a pistol, some of them two at the same time. Every officer. Ujimia. But here, I now understand why we can't give. And then we need to shot the girl 6 times. Similar to what Sylvester Ofori did to Barbara in the United States. Similar wickedness. And you know what the devil will do? The devil will increasingly block the ears and the heart of people. May they not hear truth and may they not see light. The moment they sit in darkness, they become prey for the predator. And then the moment they cannot hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, the moment the falcon cannot hear the trainer of the bird, the falconer, they go astray. And when they go astray, they go into the domain of the enemy. And when they get into threat, the enemy fights them. That is where we are. The enemy wants to keep you in ignorance. What is Christianity without revelation? What is Christianity without illumination? Jesus said in John chapter 8 verse number 12, he said, I am the light of the world. He that follows me will be out with him, and he cannot walk in darkness, because I will give that person the light of life. In other words, this life has light. This life, it has light. And Christ is that light. And kwawe ewo han. We are seeing sumuntu sodia, we hear high illumination to be able to walk around the place. This is why we preach Christ and him crucified. Jesus, the resurrector. Jesus, the giver of life. This is why we preach Jesus, the keeper of life. This is why we preach Jesus, the healer. Christ, the king. Christ, the redeemer. Christ, the savior. Christ, the restorer of broken walls. This is why we declare Jesus and him crucified. Christ. This is why we talk about the Messiah, the Son of God. This is why we declare that he is coming again. His reward is with him to give unto every man according to their works. This is why we want to take up our cross and deny ourselves and deny the world and follow Jesus. This is why, because we don't want to go into the great tribulation. We don't want to go into perversion. We don't want to go into discrepancies. We don't want to go into contamination. We don't want to go into any of the vicissitudes that will come into the world. We don't want to go into the changing face and structure of the world. We want to know Christ. Yes, Christ. Jesus. In a new world order, I can see looseness. I told you last week, I said, your encounter determines your revelation. And your revelation determines your understanding. I will say this again. Your encounter. I do not even have to bother myself to tell somebody, don't wear a short skirt, don't wear tight jeans, don't wear this, don't drink, don't chase girls, all these funny stuff. The reason is because most of the people that we've been screaming, yelling, they have no encounter. Paul had an encounter on the road to Damascus. Jeremiah had an encounter with God. Isaiah said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. He had an encounter. I can tell you of my encounters, and it will amaze you. If you don't have any encounter in Christ, this is why people force you. If you have an encounter, nobody tells you, this is too tight, this is not nice. No. The encounter tells me, I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. Christ lives in me. The encounter, I don't want to be the father. The encounter! If you have an encounter with Jesus, you will not sleep in a man's house who has not wedded or married you, who has not paid your bride price. A threat to the end time church, one of those threats is cohabitation. Let me ask you something. It even Tina, Webusia Penny and our Papa Moon, Sawane Bematawanya, or Nyo Wadi, and Sana Webaba Yon Wadi, your Bonica. ekanu aye bono no ya tudin kwasiebu kwa eka nkwasiebu ka wo papa kura dwene siebu kwasia nyame nso e wo papa dwene siebu ne kwasia. How much more God? And you know we are going to get churches and pastors who will preach against what I am preaching. They will preach. There's over someone saw. That's not in the Bible. You can do this. Looseness. The Bible calls that looseness. The great apostasy is in, it's in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 1. The Bible said, know this, that in the last days, as the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some of them will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and devils' doctrines, or doctrines of devils. Did they read that? Let me tell you, there are doctrines of devils right now. Nice doctrines of devils. Oh, Bokola, we should shoot or cabro for you. But the doctrine is devilish. Devilish. Run, you better run for your life. Oh. I'm telling you. Devilish doctrine. As I finish, got 10 minutes to close and serve. As I finish, you know, put the scripture in verse number 2. Listen to that. The Bible said in verse number 2 of 1 Timothy chapter 4, speaking lies in hypocrisy. You are going to see deception on a mass rate. And the Bible said that their conscience will be saying, put this in, you know, very soft English, any version at all. The Bible says such teachings are spread by deceitful lies whose consciences are dead. So now, when I speak to Ghana, Ghana rather feels that Kofi Udro is the problem. Because their conscience is dead. Ghana has a dead conscience. I'm telling you! Conscience in America, no. Ah, a dead, you know, enim ohene, enim nana, enim openi, enim MP. We have a dead conscience. Shepeni muna bo fraket 2 hours or an again. She inspected ya more kana semi. There's a young lady, 26 years old, and kawomba, dead conscience. Dead conscience. There are young ladies sitting here who are following pot belly fathers. I see a drink one a generation. At the moment you say this, Kofi Udro rather. Because Mercedes-Benz is here on a pot belly. Somebody who is worthy to be called your grandfather bought that car for you. You have a dead conscience. Dead conscience. Dead conscience. So you see, in the one wa epesemana ebeni pa yekoko. You will nuru now you will nuru. You won't go and sue mu shiegu who say no adani Michael Jackson. Monkoso. Twazo. Twazo. Yeah. Ushiegu ne one wa yebruni. Enzu aye di jari unum enye kanenu aye tim kuno ejemu now ukujare adiene uonsuumse wado hono odigu ha na haye bruni na haye bruni. A generation with a dead conscience. They can't hear the truth. The conscience is dead. Decrease so some kind kind here some. Because here that we are sorry, be I a ma akomana pro. Yenye papa. Mechida wo nyami biye, yenye wa nyami biye wo biye tima asa mchida wa ube jane. But yababe tine nyami fi. Yenye ya jene se yebe sachira. Our conscience is dead. Dead conscience. I'm telling you, people can lead communion and straight away to, you know, to a hotel room number 9. Chese will be cast away, so and was telling the Adena, which natural one should have made. We didn't demand yourself, you will be Baba Yan and Menguasia, you may. Ah, So bear me moon bet you bear my mouse and grass see a juman on Obiba by Yan and Mayama. A brow yere walk, what a weary JD. We're meant to me a jano and Majiji will be. And what right do you have to shoot somebody because they don't want you? What right do you have? What right do you have to hit your wife? A dear right now was a bow yere. I see a suba went and a coffee drum and one about time. Muya dia ya and come when munte hasia fua munitire hasia fua munitire hasia fua munitire sabaya omanga sia dio matem Jeremiah chapter 5 verse 21 hasia fua munitire. Put it in my language. Jeremiah 5:21. The Bible says, "Muntie wa mankwa siya fu amuni tiri." Mwe ni nzumu unadi. Mwe asun sumanti asa. Go to the next verse. The Bible is very interesting. Osimunsurumi unadi asimni. Go to the next one. A very interesting verse. The Bible said, "Wa my way, ye know, wa wa etia tenia swadia kuma wati etia nwoko." Interesting. In the next verse, "I will come on kume muse." Mama yensure unadi yenyam kopo. In the 25th verse, I will finish with that. The Bible said, "Ye know, mo a mumoyo a na." Na mumumo yo na ama we ni madane mo bone na ama adepa we ntin ni pa bebra bompa ya ba adepa bo ba mi ni su ne ba no wo United Television ose made pa bi ase yo made pa bi ase ma mi ampa made pa bi ase. When they killed Barbara, mean she ran a dog. Obi any reason and you are me as a Barbara. Sylvester shot Barbara 7 times in the head. When a shooter can target your head, he's a good shooter. This girl died in cold blood. But Ninu ya be man e kasa with UTV or Kasimbi. And no, I'm not even preaching. Was me who mean you and me stop or no? Me sign on. Dear me sign on. Me sign will be a west sister. Woman's a major. Me sign will. Who could jam and I'm a bitch in Anquantaso? I'm a sign. Who could jim? Ijinam Kwantasona may sign. I am redirecting traffic from hell to heaven. That is what I'm doing this morning. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, because of paper, people's conscience are dead. And now I understand. I went to a meeting. I told this to my mother, Chrissy Dotete. I said, "Mommy, I went to a meeting. I met this great father of faith. There was no seat, so they took me to sit next to him. The moment I sat down, I did not even recognize after greeting everybody. And then he said into my ears, he said, 'Oh, hi, Wukurumaha.' Then I turned and looked at his head and said, 'Oh, Papa, Ediena Moya Meha.' So a message like the ones that comes from this pulpit will be seen as hate speech, because of dead conscience, looseness. Anything goes. They told me a story. I'll close with it. She said to me that there is a Nigerian lady who lives in Germany, married to a gentleman. The lady, before she traveled, had estates of houses for rental. So she has something more than the husband in terms of revenue. When she got to Germany, they were not married. So the lady said, "I want to make the arrangement so that the traditional marriage can be done at home. Then we can go and sign at court and then we can have our marriage. The gentleman agreed. On the day of the traditional marriage, the lady said, my younger sister is there, according to Didi. Somebody also heard the story. You know the story. Oh, you know the story. Didi told me the story. And Didi said that the younger sister accepted to say, me, as a pastor, I have done it for many people. Then the younger sister performed that, putting the ring on the gentleman. They had a long party that evening. And in the evening, they happened to go to a hotel where the young man was sleeping. Then this younger lady, after they had taken alcoholic beverages, ended up sleeping with her sister's husband. And after that day, it continued. To the point that the lady became pregnant. And they went to court to regularize their marriage. No traditional marriage, but paper marriage. Somebody told the sister in Germany. Now, Dede is asking me, how can somebody take your own sister's husband? I said, you are going to see worse things. This is the generation of dead consciences. The conscience is dead. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is the generation where the gospel must be preached, so that, according to John chapter 15, verse number 3, the word will bring transformation. Transformation. A soul is a soul, and it's important to God. Stand to your feet. Let's pray. Clap your hands for the Lord. Yimi free boni ni nemu timi hu mami hunti kra na metu mi hasumu yiye na metu mi. Haso wani midi mi uni idama awu safodia. Hey, my Lord, can I come back to your senses? Jimmy Cra, Jimmy Branina, na familia niya whoop. Let me hear your voice, me Nama Awu Safadia Esa Hasafata Jimmy Bra Na Jimmy Kra Mawadinina Famia Nia. If it is not dead conscience, how can a preacher of 63 years in Nigeria divorce a wife of 40 years of matrimony and marry a choir girl? If it is not dead conscience, how can a preacher in Ghana outdoor two wives? Then you want me to stand here and say hallelujah to you? That is a lie. We are chidabone. And whilst we are directing traffic, truth will be said belligerently. I'm telling you. Do I look like a coward? Put the scripture back. Let me end with dead conscience. Their minds are smeared with iron. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 3 or 2. Let me finish with 2 and I'll go to 3. Yeah. Their conscience is smeared with a hot iron. in verse number 3, the Bible says, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meat, which God has created to be received with thanksgiving. You know, of them which believe and know. And then we pray. Which believe and know the truth. I want you to know the truth. Asa. Asa. Your two hands are on your heart. Speak to the Father and rededicate your heart. Something is coming into the well, and somebody will have to escape for your soul. When the rapture takes place without you, my darling, you have missed it. 144,000 people that will be saved later. I'm telling you, there is no Ghanaian among that. No Ghanaian is among that number. This is the time where the door of grace is still open. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden and encumbered with the load of care, and I will give you rest. My burden is easy. My load is light. Come to the Lord. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to you. You don't know him as Lord and Savior this morning. It will be a very special time. The right hand is on all your two hands are on your heart. Say, dear Jesus, I rededicate my life and my heart to you. Be my Lord and my personal Savior. Come into my life. Reign in my life in Jesus' name. Amen. I want us to pray for this sick nation. This is the time that God wants to reconcile Ghana back to himself. I'm living in a nation now that is turning into Sodom and Gomorrah. I see the people who should be defending the gates of righteousness rather are deep sinking in iniquity. And this time, deception is receiving defense. People boldly defend deception. I want to pray for this nation. I want to ask God's grace for Ghana. The preachers of yesterday, if they wake up from their graves, they will cry. The politicians and leaders of yesterday, should they wake up from their graves, they will cry. Your right hand is on your heart. Play the national can you stretch your hands and stand in the gap and pray for Ghana? This is what Daniel did. This is what Jeremiah did. The Bible said in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 5, he has given us a ministry of reconciliation. We reconcile this nation back to God. We reconcile this nation back to God. We are reconciling a nation in prayer back to God. Reconcile a nation back to God. I bless you that you have begun a good work. I bless you that you will surely accomplish. I bless you that you we are a nation under construction. You are working on us. Revelation chapter 18 and verse number 4. Bible said, come out of there, my people. The Bible said that ye might not be partakers of her sins, that you do not receive her punishments. Come out, come out, come out. Ghana, we pull you out of perversion. In the precious name of Jesus the Christ. Father, we pray for Ghana. We pray for our president. We pray for the economy. We are asking for grace. Heal us, restore our fortunes as before. In the name of Jesus, show us your glory. I make intercession this morning for every hospital and clinic. I pray for the sick. Let your grace locate them. I pray for the prisoner and the person remanded in the police cell. Reveal yourself to them. Holy Spirit, now I make intercession for the vulnerable, the less privileged, the underfortunate. I pray in the name of Jesus that your mercy will go to the streets and to the ghettos. Be kind to us. To the soul that does not know Christ, reveal yourself to us. In the name of Jesus the Christ. I pray that this week will be a week of victories. I pray that the victories will bring your people testimonies. In the precious name of Jesus, do good to us. We'll be careful to return your glory. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody shout amen. This is Sweet Melodies of Atampa Radio, Boom FM, Amansan Television. Peace, we're not going to say Peace FM. Facebook, YouTube, podcast, and all the places. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm grateful. The Lord bless you. We love you. We are praying for you in Jesus' precious name. Connect with a radio program from Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. to 6 on OK 101.7 FM. And also, Dan Kwan Sem is on your television, on United Television, Wednesday at dawn, 5:30. And also on Atenka TV, 5 a.m. on Thursday. On United Television on Thursdays, 1:15. My name is Kofi Odro. From all of us here in the Amponsa Memorial Temple, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. You can look through the screen and connect with us in any of our offerings, and the Lord will bless you. When righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. I love you. See you in the next service. Hypocrisy, the arrogance. You have this heart in the house of God. You are on your way to hell. I am telling you, you are on your way to hell. Especially the people that have been in the house of God longer. They have that kind of proclivity. And oftentimes, if you are not careful, we started, we did this, we did that. But if you are not careful, you rather will be in hellfire. Loveless! Quoting scripture, and we hate each other vehemently. You cannot talk peaceably to your own children, to your own wife, to your own husband, because it's a loveless system. And this is the end time. No love. Odonio. Inipa mnunibi. Otiasonde mobibe to offering. And on your name, Tiana Kakra. Sister, I'm so adding. Adding. You ain't in. I am in power. Sorry, Konu. Loveless sister.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.